it's Mecca and Prickles, and we've just been joined by Amy. Amy is from the four-piece course, and you're from Ride... Is it Academy?
Mm-hmm.
Ride Academy.
Yeah.
How are you? You all right?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
How
are you? I'm fine. We've been here for... you've been here for a couple of days. You enjoying yourself?
Yeah, I am.
It's better than school, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So, you are a sixth form student, just like Jack.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing at school?
I'm studying media,
yeah.
English literature, citizenship and health and social.
What is citizenship?
It's like law and government, right. And politics.
Law and government and politics?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you take much of an interest in all of those things?
Not really.
Not really.
Why are you doing it then?
Yeah, so, good question. What are you doing it then? So you're into media as well?
Yeah.
Do you listen to radio and,
mm-hmm.
and read newspapers and stuff?
Magazines.
So you're aware of what's going on out there?
Yeah,
one of the things I would say to any media student is you have to be aware of what's going on, not just on your doorstep, but around there, out there in the world. Okay, so that's another tip. There's a Mecca tip. We ought to make a little commercial,
yeah,
don't
tips.
We? So what do you want to do when you leave education?
I want to go to university,
okay,
and do journalism.
Excellent.
Or become an English teacher.
An English teacher?
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
So, you're studying at the moment, doing A-levels, just
mm-hmm.
like Jack?
Yeah.
And then you're going to start your exams in May?
Yeah.
Yeah? Scary?
Yeah.
You're more worried about it than Jack is. Jack was kind of cool about it. Are you, do you get stressed over it?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Do you have to do homework every night?
Yeah.
Too much?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Coursework.
I don't remember doing anything like this, do you?
You were out playing football, that's why.
Yeah, I did. True. I don't. Well, obviously.
Did you get any exams?
No.
That's why.
I turned up.
Put your name on the paper.
Yeah, I turned up. Anyway, so you're going to go to university. Do you have a place, you know, where you want to go?
No, not yet.
Anywhere you like?
Far away.
As far away as possible. All right, okay. Do you have brothers and sisters like Jack or not?
I have a little brother.
Little brother? You miss him though, won't you?
These kids are fab.
That's fair enough. So what sort of hobbies have you got?
I like running.
Yeah, running, right,
yeah.
Okay. Do you run here today?
No.
No, right. How
no.
far do you run and where do you run?
I run down the beach.
Yeah.
Not for very long. An hour and a half, probably.
So an hour and a half? Christ,
I stop
yes.
and start.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Do you take it seriously? Do you time yourself?
No.
No?
No.
So it's just to keep fit?
Yeah.
But you enjoy it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you
yeah.
wear, like, you know, music, you hear, listen to music when
yeah.
you run?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I must admit, if I was doing something like that, I'd have to have something like that, because the running would bore me. But, you know, obviously if you've got some music, does it keep you going? Does it keep the adrenaline out?
Yeah,
what sort of stuff do you listen to?
I like dance music, so it's like...
So pumping.
Upbeat, yeah.
Yeah, no, good stuff. How long have you know, been doing and running on the beach?
Since, like, New Year.
Okay. Why did you take it up?
Because I wanted to keep fit, and I felt really down about myself, so...
Oh, good for you. And you did something about it.
Mm.
That's brilliant. So you feel much better now?
Yeah, definitely.
And you've got much fitter?
Yeah.
Getting
there. Yeah.
Working on it. So, do you watch TV? Do you listen to music?
I don't watch much TV, no. I watch Big Brother.
You watch Big... Oh, crikey.
That's not TV.
Went downhill, didn't it? What sort of music do you like to listen to, apart from the dance music when you're running?
Coldplay.
Yeah.
Years and Years.
Good stuff.
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, good stuff. And that's going to be in your top five, because you're doing the top five at the moment, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do that later on today. It should be out on air at some point later this week, which is really good. So you're going to join us for the Lunchtime Social Debate today. We're asking about smoking, and I don't want to put you on the spot.
But you're going to.
Does your parents know?
No.
That you don't smoke? See what I did there? So we're going to be talking about smoking now, and we're asking the question: if you're a smoker, are you influenced by people on the telly that you don't watch much of to smoke, or does somebody else influence you to smoke? That's the question that we're going to ask today. And we asked the question about an hour ago, and we said famous people that actually smoke on the television and get away with it, obviously. And you came up with, because you're the one that shouted out.
Dot from EastEnders.
Dot from EastEnders. So, and she, is it menthol? I'm pretty sure she's a menthol lady, isn't she?
I think the last time I watched it was quite a while ago, but I think they still show her getting a cigarette out the packet.
Yeah.
They don't show her smoking, but they show her. Yes.
Ooh, I say.
My Charlie.
So that's what we're going to be doing. And later on this week, we're going to be doing a lunchtime social debate, which you and Jack have come up with the idea of. We're talking about the Oscars this year and the lack of black nominations. So that's a tough old chunky subject to get your teeth into. So you came up with that idea. Did you tell Jack that's what he's doing?
No, Jack decided.
Mm-hmm. Normally the female always takes the lead and is incredibly bossy. So it's Jack that's bossing you around. What subject would you have chosen then? Something else completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah, what would you have gone for?
Something fun.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, he's a bit too serious, isn't he?
No.
Hey, look, anybody you want to say hi to?
No. Hi, Mum.
Not even your brother. Not even your little brother.
Fair enough.